The World in Words is made possible in part by a major grant from the National Endowment for the Humanities, exploring the human endeavor.
Soundworks.
Soundworks.
From PRI.
Hi, it's Patrick Cox here. And a year or two ago, we did a podcast about increasing nostalgia among some Turks for Ottoman Turkish, the variation of the Turkish language from the Ottoman era. Crucially, Ottoman Turkish used a different script, which most Turks today cannot read, which is a shame because you lose a lot of history that way. Family history, history of the nation. Now, this nostalgia has grown so strong in Turkey that the president is now backing a move to introduce Ottoman language classes to high school students. Good idea to make Turkish history more accessible, or a dangerous one that might undermine the secular state and democracy in Turkey? Well, considering this is Istanbul-based friend of the pod, Dalia Mortada.
İsteseler de istemeseler de. Evet, bu ülkede Osmanlıca da öğrenilecek ve öğretilecek.
Our children will learn Ottoman whether they like it or not. That was a recent declaration by President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. It's the latest in a long line of pronouncements that Erdogan critics contend show the president as increasingly anti-democratic, even authoritarian. But in a region so unstable, looking back to Ottoman rule could play well. During the 6-century-long Ottoman Empire, laws, religious texts, and literature were written in Arabic script, using a mix of Arabic, Persian, and Turkish words. Very little of that remains today, and the Turkish language is now written using the Latin script. But what's most visible are gorgeous old tombstones towering in graveyards scattered all over Turkey.
I met a man named Mustafa visiting the tombs that surround Eyüp Mosque, a legendary historical site and the burial grounds of Ottoman sultans and pashas. My ancestors are actually buried here.
Bence. Benim ana dilim.
Mustafa says he wishes he could read these gravestones. It's exactly the argument that Erdogan makes, and it really resonates. For me too. Turkey's history is inscribed in these tombstones, and most people can't read or understand them. But like everything in Turkey, the push to teach Ottoman is laden with politics. The language is most often associated with Islam, the foundation of the Ottoman Empire, and with what some say is Erdogan's obsession to push religion on today's citizens. But Mustafa doesn't see it that way.
Keşke okuyabilsem. Şu zat yazı var, ne olduğunu bilmiyorum.
For him, it's not about religion, it's about heritage. He says Ottoman should be his mother tongue. 17-year-old Fatih Seven says that, sure, for some people, that history, the gravestones, they might be important, but learning a new script shouldn't be required for everyone.
It's not important because people in Turkey even can't talk English, and they want to talk them foreign language, useful, that useful. I'm sure I'm not bad in English.
Illustrating his point, Fatih means that learning a language that isn't used today shouldn't take precedent over other languages that are. He's in his last year of high school, so the proposed Ottoman mandate won't affect him. But he does wish Turkey's leaders cared as much about the languages of today, like English, that would get him ahead in the world, instead of worrying so much about the past. For The World, I'm Dalia Mortada in Istanbul.
Okay, and before I go, here's an award that we don't usually pay attention to. It's called the Keeper of the German Language. It's an annual prize handed out by a German language magazine for services to the language of Goethe and Heidi Klum. Past winners include the former Pope, Benedict XVI, and among this year's winners are a cabaret artist, a politician, a group of volunteer teachers, and Brad Pitt. Say what? Well, as it happens, Pitt's ancestry is German, and he speaks the language in real life, not in the movies. He speaks English, of course, in the movies. Well, most of the time.
Now save your breath and curd your pirates. Hey, look, so what's a heck of two roof lights? The Santa Claus frame furniture, and the scarf cushions with the matching shack by Corbin. There. Right. It's a terrible parcel to the party with the blue guys.
There you have it, Brad Pitt not speaking German and barely speaking English. In the movie Snatch from the year 2000, he's speaking traveler dialect, traveler being the term most commonly used to describe the Roma or Romani who live in Britain. Pitt will find out at the end of January, when voting ends, if he is to be crowned the next Keeper of the German language. We have more at pri.org/language, also at the World in Words page on Facebook. I'm always on Twitter. My handle is Patry Cox, PatriCox. And you can find other podcasts from PRI at soundworks.org. Thanks for listening.
The World in Words is made possible in part by a major grant from the National Endowment for the Humanities, Exploring the Human Endeavor. The World in Words is also supported in part by PRI's New Voices Fund, bringing new perspectives and personalities to public media. Donors to the fund include Maureen and Michael Rutgers and the Sarah and Evan Williams Foundation.
Soundworks.
Soundworks.
From PRI.